This is Pro Blogger.
But I still wouldn't have done anything if I didn't have a deadline. So launching that free challenge, giving people a date that they could expect that something was going to get in their inbox, made me move.
That was the voice of Lisa Cordiff, who is the feature of today's podcast. Welcome to episode 162 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name is Darren Rouse, and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, which you've just heard a snippet from, job board, and a series of ebooks, all designed to help you as a blogger to grow your audience, to build engagement with that audience, and to monetize your blog. You can find out more about ProBlogger at ProBlogger.com.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
As I just mentioned, today we have a special interview with Lisa Cordiff from lisacordiff.com. It's an interview that Carly Nemo from Radcasters recorded at the ProBlogger event after Lisa had just gotten off stage after presenting at the event. Now, Lisa spoke at the event and was one of our most highly rated sessions. She did a session titled Anyone Can Create an Online Product. And it was a session that really resonated with a lot of our attendees, and you're going to hear why it resonated in a moment with this interview. Let me tell you a little bit about Lisa so you've got the backstory of it. Lisa is a Whole Foods blogger who has been blogging and had a Facebook page for a couple of years without tremendous growth. She talks a little bit about that during this interview, but she decided to ramp things up and started a free 21-day challenge, which really took off with her audience. And off the back of that, she created a paid 8-week program to offer to her community called Small Steps to Whole Food. Now, this process led her to build a 6-figure business, all while she had 3 kids at home, all under the age of 4. And one of them was a baby of 4 months, she told me, when she launched that free 21-day challenge. So she had a lot going on, but managed to build something quite significant. And now she's done, 6 launches and has really built an amazing business around her. And I really loved going to her session at the event, but also re-listening to it as well. In this interview today, Lisa shares a few highlights from the event itself, but then goes on to give some really great advice. She talks about what to do when you feel tempted to compare yourself to others, which is something that I know many of us as bloggers struggle with. She talks about the power of taking action. She talks about what to do when fear shows up. She talks about what she wishes she knew when she was starting out, the power of having a posse around you to support you, and how to make the most of the time you have, which I think is definitely something that Lisa has worked out well with all the things that she's done, as well as having those kids at home. So there's a lot of goodness in today's interview. I just want you, though, to be aware that if you are listening with kids around, and I know many of you do listen to this podcast in the car with your kids, there is a little bit of language throughout this episode. So if you want to shield your kids from that, you may want to listen to this when you're alone a little bit later. It's not too heavy, but there are a few moments where you might want to cover your kids' ears. I'll also mention that Lisa, in her session at the event, spoke a lot about how she uses video as part of her products, but also promoting her products. In fact, her videos, her sales videos, are some of the most effective sales videos that I've ever seen. I played one at the event. It was hilarious, but it was so effective. I wanted to buy her product simply by watching the video. We don't get into too much about video in this particular interview, but Lisa is launching a product this week called Keeping Video Real, in which she does share how to use video in your marketing. It's a 4-week course where you can learn the basics of shooting, editing, presenting, and then how to use it on Facebook and how to use webinars as well. So if you are interested in learning a little bit more about video, you can check out her course at ProBlogger.com/Lisa. She tells me if you sign up before the end of the month, the end of October 2016, you'll save $50 on that. Lastly, if you want a transcript of today's show, or you want links to Lisa, her course, or Carly, who's doing the interview today, head over to today's show notes at ProBlogger.com/podcast/162. So without further ado, let's get into today's interview. And at the end of it, I'll pull out a few things that I most appreciated from what she said as well. So tune in to the end of today's show. Thanks for listening, and let's get into the interview with Carly and Lisa.
Hey, Carly Nimmo here from Radcasters.com. Launch, leverage, love your podcast. This year I made the switch from attendee to speaker at ProBlogger, and I was super honoured when Darren contacted me to ask if I'd be willing to sit down with some of the keynotes and have a chat. I mean, amazing! So that's what I did. Pulled all my gear together, set it up in the green room, and sat down with some of the most incredible people I've ever met to have conversations about ProBlogger, what makes them tick, and what they contribute their level of success to. I'm sure you're going to get heaps out of this. Enjoy.
I'm Lisa, and I've got a Whole Foods blog. I blog at lisacordoff.com at the moment, but that will be changing soon. And I run an 8-week online program called Small Steps to Whole Foods. I basically help real people eat more real food in the real world, like, you know, without all the jargon and fancy pants photoshopping of meals. I cook food for my family and I share it. That's basically it.
Cool. And what was your session on today?
Today, my session was on anyone can create an online product, but it was kind of like, seriously, if I can, anyone can create an online product. So I shared my story of how I took my blog and my Facebook page, which I'd been, you know, working away on for a few years just while I was having babies. And then I just decided I needed to make some money from it, or else I was going to have to go back to work when my youngest turned one. I didn't want to do that. So I just took a big fat leap, launched a 21-day challenge for free that went off. And I created my 8-week program, and my business was off. And I really wanted to share that you don't have to be the most organized person. You don't have to have all your children in school. You don't have to wait until you've got a lot of money to invest in a business.
Or have your shit together in any way, shape or form.
Absolutely no shit together here. So you can just still do it. So I was really here to share my story and inspire other people to just take some action.
Yeah, totally rocked, by the way.
Thank you.
What has been your highlight of the event so far?
My talk? I was amazing. No, not really. It was the feedback after my talk.
You're a maniac. Just kidding.
You know what? I just love rocking up and meeting people who've just been names on Facebook profiles and all that kind of thing. I love the connecting.
Yeah. And everyone is super friendly, right?
Everyone's so nice. Everyone is here to actually meet people. It is such an easy place to make friends.
Totally. So have you had any aha-style moments while you've been here?
Look, listening to Brian Franzo and what he was talking about, the power of sharing authentically, I'm like, yeah, dude, that's what I do. And when he was talking about the power of video, I'm like, yeah, dude, that's what I do. And I have connected with and grown a community very authentically via video. Mm. And Facebook Live is like the shit. I love it. And I can't wait to, I've been tinkering away at creating an e-course on how to help people just get the frig over their worry about video and start doing it. And so that's really given me, him and his presentation just helped me realize that there was a real need for it. So feeling super confident in that now.
And if you could have had one thing that people walked away from your talk with, what would be the one thing that you'd want them to kind of go away with?
I think so many of us in the blogging space are looking around at what everyone else is doing.
Totally.
And we are so scared or we're so frustrated because things aren't growing as fast as other people. It would be to stop looking around, to start thinking about what you're really good at, to get to know your community and what they're struggling with, and then serve them in a way that also rewards you with income, that that's not a dirty thing to do. It's, in fact, it's awesome. And so many other good things happen from that. So it would just be really, you know, learn about your community, be in conversation with them authentically, find out what their needs are, and then work out a way to package that together in a product. Just take some freaking action.
Totally. And I just want to add that Lisa and I came to ProBlogger last year together. We both said, next year, we will be on stage. And this year, we're both on stage. and I'm working on Darren's podcast. It's like the most amazing things happen when you take action, yep. when you decide what you want and then you just go for it, right?
You just have to. I was so freaking scared before that speech and it was so fun in the end. But the fear shows up all the time, every single time you do something new. And now, yeah, I can't believe where I've come in 2 years. It was actually crazy to stand on a stage and talk about it. And see it.
And rock it.
And rock it.
What would be one tip for those who are just starting out?
Everyone hears crickets in the beginning. Everyone talks to no one for a while, but keep talking, keep showing up, keep consistent. Everyone thinks that I kind of came out of nowhere and had all this overnight success. But in fact, I was on Facebook a lot for a few years. But all of that time was just helping me craft my message, craft what was unique about me. You know, Whole Foods bloggers and food bloggers in general are a dime a frickin' dozen. So what different did I have to say about it? I worked that out by showing up and getting to know my community.
What do you wish you knew that you know now back then? Before you launched a product or even before you launched a blog?
I wish that I knew that I was enough, that me who wants to share has something of value that people will vibe with. I didn't know that. I kept on thinking all of this was a fluke. Like even after the success, I kept thinking this is just going to go away. I'm not all that. And what I realized was that we are all actually enough. We're all that. And if we can sit in it and if we can feel groovy in that, then anything is actually possible, because most of the time it's just us telling ourselves stories about why we can't do things.
Totally. Totally. What do you think has contributed to your success the most so far?
I think having my bitches.
Yeah.
Having a posse of chicks who get it, having friends in the online business world, not trying to do exactly what I'm doing, but who understand the space, has been the secret to my success. Having women around me who I can, you know, cry ugly tears and talk about the shit parts, the good parts, and who just genuinely are there cheering you on. You got their back and they've got yours.
What did you really suck at the start?
Technology. No, really, like I still do. I really don't have the attention span or desire to understand the technology. So I knew enough to get started. I told everyone in the talk that my online program was run at the start on MailChimp and Vimeo. It didn't have a membership site. There was nothing fancy about it. Yet people bought it. A lot of them bought it. And then a lot of them bought it a second time because they liked the feeling. They liked the transformations that they were making, and the way that they received it wasn't important. But that was 2 years ago. I still get surprised that I've got an online business for someone who has a bit of an aversion to technology. I absolutely love it. Now I can see how much it can do for me. And I outsourced that bitch as soon as I could, because I wasn't going to sit there banging my head against a laptop.
One last question for you. You know, one of the key things, I think there's been a couple of key themes that have been going throughout ProBlogger. And one of them for me has been, you know, I see a lot of bloggers not moving ahead due to two main factors. One, there's obviously fear, and one is time. So could you let us know maybe one tip for each, one way that you could move through fear and one way that you could save yourself a bit of time?
The fear one is interesting because I was feeling fear before my talk. It shows up all the time. It actually does never go away. But I've launched my Small Steps to Whole Foods 6 times and I still get nervous every single time. I do loads and loads of webinars, but I still get nervous before them. That's cool. I'm just like not going to let the fear win. It's like what Liz Gilbert says, like fear can get in the backseat, but I'm going to drive. I'm going to do this anyway because I'm never going to get anywhere. I'm never going to grow and stretch if I stay stuck in the fear. So my advice, just do it. And in terms of time, because I have 3 young kids, I did a lot in nap time. I do a lot in nap time. working in small little increments has been amazing, but I still wouldn't have done anything if I didn't have a deadline. So launching that free challenge, giving people a date that they could expect that something was going to get in their inbox, made me move. Like, I have a bit of a background in journalism and I love short deadlines. I actually need short deadlines. So find out the best ways that get you moving without totally overwhelming yourself.
Cool. Thanks.
Right on.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Wow, what a great interview. Thank you so much, Carly and Lisa, for putting aside the time to record that for us. Hey, there were a few things in that interview that I particularly loved. I loved the advice that Lisa gave for those of us who are tempted to compare ourselves to others. The advice to, instead of looking what others are doing, to put that energy into learning more about your community, to be in a conversation with that community authentically and to find out what their needs are and to package up a product, something that meets those needs, to take action. I love that. I really encourage you, if you are someone who compares yourself to other people, every time you catch yourself doing that, just focus yourself back on your community. Don't analyze what others are doing. Analyze your community and force yourself back into conversation with them, to serving them as best you can. I love that. I love what she said also about fear. I don't know if you heard this, but I jotted this down. Fear shows up every time you do something new. And also, by the sounds of it with Lisa, every time you do something that's not new, you know, doing a new webinar, doing a new launch, I can really resonate with that. Fear is something that I guess we need to learn to live with. It never goes away. Nerves come every time you do something new and every time you do something big. So don't let it win. Fear can get in the back seat, I think she said. I'm going to drive. I think that was a great one as well. And then that advice that she said for those of us who are starting out. And this is advice that, again, I really resonated with. Everyone hears crickets in the beginning. Everyone talks to no one for a while. So keep talking, keep showing up, but keep being consistent. You know, it's those years before Lisa did her launches that were really the basis of the launches. While she had some overnight success, it was built on those years of showing up, being consistent, getting to know her audience, understanding their needs. She was in a much better position. So I hope you got some encouragement out of those messages today. I certainly did. I'm feeling motivated to get into my work today right now. Now, again, if you are interested in checking out Lisa's site, it's lisacordiff.com. I'll link to it in the show notes. And also check out her course that she does have launching this week as well. If you go to problogger.com/Lisa, you can save $50 on that. We are an affiliate for that, but it's a course that I will be doing myself as well. So join me in doing that because I've got a lot to learn about video. I hope you enjoyed today's show. You can get all the show notes, the full transcript, and all the links you need to get the most out of today's show at problogger.com/podcast/162. Take action. Take action, friends. That was the big message for me for today's interview. I look forward to chatting with you in a couple of days' time in episode 163.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at Pro Blogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search Pro Blogger on iTunes.
Hey there, if you're still listening and looking for something else to listen to now and you enjoyed the interview format, we've got a few interviews in our archives that you might want to go back and listen to. Episode 157 was an interview that Carly also did with Brian Fanzo from iSocial Fans just a few episodes ago now, 157, same sort of format as today. Back in episode 99, I talked to Tim Page from Lead Pages and we talked a lot about landing pages and how they can be useful for bloggers. So you might want to listen to that one if landing pages is on your radar. Back in episode 85 was one of our most popular interviews that I did with Pat Flynn on how to get entrepreneurial ideas out of your head. That was episode 85. So that's probably enough for you today. You can listen to those particular episodes if you like the interview format. Otherwise, dig back into our archives over on iTunes or over at problogger.com/podcast. podcast and find something that is of interest to you. I'll chat with you soon. Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.